Surely the presence of the Lord is indeed in this place. The brush of angels' wings. The sanctuary filled with love, with light. And coming together here as a community, knowing that we're all breathing God together here. The breath of God moving in and through each of us. The communal breath and the individual breath. The individual breath moving through us as the individual expression that we are. And so just immersed in this breath, the breath of God that created us, the breath of God that sustains us, the breath of God that moves in and through us. Just being enveloped in that breath. And then perhaps putting some wings on that breath. And allowing it to move us, to take us from this outer sanctuary of community to deep within us, to that sanctuary that resides within each and every one of us. And so as we are allowing this breath to move us, to take us, just leaving everything else behind, completely stilling our thoughts so we are now just in this present moment of being moved deeper and deeper. To that beautiful place within. And so it is in this place where we take our questions. This place where the need for unconditional love is felt. Because it is in this place that we feel the greatest connection to who and what we are. In the quietness. And so I invite us for the next few moments, in a time of sacred silence, to bring our questions, to see an altar there in our inner sanctuary, and just to place our questions there, open and receptive to what that answer may be. And then in the waiting, to knowing that we are in a great place of unconditional love, and acceptance, support, compassion. As we sit and wait in the silence, and so as we prepare to return to this outer sanctuary, to this now moment, bringing with us the answers, our knowing that they will come at the right time and in the right way, bringing with us that sense of belonging and being loved. And we know that we can return to this place any moment by becoming still. This place, our inner sanctuary, always awaits us. And so as we once again are sitting in community, in this outer community, in this outer sanctuary, giving thanks for what we have learned and felt within. Giving thanks for the beautiful community that offers us an opportunity to remember that we are one, one with each other and one with God. We give thanks for the opportunity to remember that we are each and every one of us vital and important, that we are here as the hands and feet and voice and ears and love and compassion of God. To remember that we offer and receive love and support from one another. And grateful that the more we embrace our community, the larger is our image of God. And so we do pray this with grateful hearts in the beautiful consciousness of Jesus Christ, who figured it out. Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the light of the world," and said, "You are the light of the world." Not to hide our light under the bushel, but put it on the lampstand so it lights the entire room, the entire community. So it is in that beautiful consciousness of Jesus Christ, and in the Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us, that we do pray. And so it is. Amen. And now we join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine